If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
All I'm saying is, as a society, we missed an opportunity to have the upside-down logo represent that your franchise is in distress.
Culturally,
now those hats are cool,
yeah.
As opposed to, listen, I like this team, and I know things are pretty messed up right now. I'm not happy about it.
It's the new paper bag over your head. Show up to a game with a jersey where the Sabre logo is rotated 90 degrees. You just have one ready to go, so if you're mad at them that day when you wake up, like, they lost yesterday, I'm going to wear the upside-down hat.
Here's our billion-dollar idea, Joe. There's a little thing in the back, and you can undo it and rotate it around and put it back on to represent every day how you feel about the team that you're wearing the hat for.
Here, it's a billion-dollar idea.
We are. Shut down the stream. We're done. We're out of here. We're retiring on this idea now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sun's up. Hey, for no reason really at all, I opened a browser tab and went to StubHub to see how expensive tonight's game would be if you wanted to go to Edmonton. And
you were thinking about going?
Well,
could you get there
in time
after the show?
Yes.
Leaving here at 10 o'clock, could you get to Edmonton on time?
Yes, if there's a flight. All right, now let's
probably have a connecting flight, though.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think there are any not many directies between Buffalo and Edmonton.
You drive to Toronto. Toronto to Edmonton would be direct.
Okay.
Round trip can be pretty cheap. So, all right, I've got one for this morning. That's June 19th.
Uh-oh.
Could you get there today? How expensive could you get there today?
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, so I just open up the tab. Like, what's the cheapest seat? How much is it?
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I'm not exactly about to go to Edmonton tonight. But I was surprised it's not that bad. What do you think the cheapest seat in that building should be tonight? Because it's always a story like, oh, tickets are expensive, you'll have to pay, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What's the number that's, you know?
$1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000.
Owen, haven't you guys got guesses? What's the cheapest seat in Edmonton tonight?
I would guess for Connor McDavid and the Florida Panthers, $1,200 seems
$1,200
acceptable to me.
I was going to go, I'd say $1,000, okay. Maybe $1,200.
All right. $373.
Whoa.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. I might fly to Edmonton today.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I could do the whole thing for $1,000,
right?
Maybe.
$373, the cheapest seat, according to StubHub.
That's insane.
Why do we think that is?
That's not...
It's pretty low.
It's game one. They were in the final last year. Maybe people are... I was trying to think about this. Back when the Sabres were in the playoffs and I had season tickets, long ago, let Grandpa tell you a story.
Yeah, geez.
I would go to one game and sell the other, sometimes to friends, sometimes on StubHub. But if they had like games one and two back-to-back, I would think, like, all right, I'm going to go to game two and sell game one. I sold Howard game four of the Carolina series, which he still talks about. I went to game three, all-time moment in the Carolina series, where Finneganov scores, the roof goes off the building, blah, blah. He goes to game four, they get shut out. So, tough one. He was mad about that. So, anyway, $373 and lots of tickets for $400. You want to sit in the lower bowl, I've got it for $562, which, again, I don't know. Boy, have I ever paid $562 to go to a sporting event? Probably not. But for game one of the Stanley Cup Final against, you know, with Edmonton and sorry, Florida, that doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, tournament.
Your margin for error is very small, by the way. You could leave Toronto at like 1 o'clock, and it would take 4.5 hours to get there.
Okay.
So without any delays or anything,
that's 5:30.
You'd get there.
And I'm going back 2 hours Edmonton time. I've got enough time to drink some beers.
You'd get there and, you know, a couple hundred bucks for that, a couple hundred bucks for tickets to Oilers and Panthers.
Sounds like we got a show trip planned.
Yeah.
I like it.
Could be back by tomorrow morning.
What do they call it there? They have the Blue Mile or something. What's the celebration
in Edmonton?
Yeah,
I don't know it.
They've got a place.
I can't remember what it.
They're downtown or whatever. Or is that Calgary? I don't remember. Anyway,
I don't know.
I'm excited for tonight. We're gonna watch this game tonight. I'm as into these Cup Finals. This Cup Final.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
Well,
it is the most annoying thing about it.
I'll say this:
the
only thing that's annoying about it is if I said the Cup Finals. Someone in the chat will be like, excuse me, it's the final.
Which makes it even more annoying that they call it the final when it is not. If it was one game for the championship, I would, yes. But it is a series of, it's plural,
series of games.
So, call it the finals.
Yeah.
The NHL finals, the Stanley Cup finals more so. Something else. The final is just, it's very, very, very annoying. I hate it. It's the worst part of it. The rest of it I love. I love the matchup. I love the storylines. I love the legacy that's on the line a little bit for McDavid. Because not that that is on the line for him, but I don't have any interest in 5 years from now having McDavid debates because he's never won before.
Right.
And like, oh, well, what is his legacy? Because there isn't a lot of that in hockey. But he's so good. There was a little this last year, wasn't there? Remember, like, a little bit about McDavid being overrated because he had never won before?
Somebody called him overrated, yeah.
Because he had never won.
Yeah.
And, again, you don't have to care about that, and maybe you do a good job of avoiding nonsense like that, but every year he doesn't win, you know, it might get a little louder and louder and louder, and I have no interest in ever being a part of any debate about how good is Connor McDavid because he hasn't won before.
Right.
He would be, really, yesterday I just kind of threw out there, you know, in passing, that there really isn't a Dan Marino of hockey. Like an all-time great that hadn't won one. Somebody threw Joe Thornton at me.
Okay.
And he's a very good player, a great player, Hall of Famer, but...
He's not McDavid, no.
No, like kingpins of the sport always win it.
Lundqvist always comes to my mind for that.
Yeah, Lundqvist's pretty good, too. Like, right, these guys are Hall of Fame players, but who are the Mount Rushmore... Hockey guys like Bobby Orr won and Lemieux won and Gretzky won obviously a million times and Crosby won and Ovechkin won and like all these guys won and McDavid not joining that list would be a little unique if he didn't.
Yep.
And I think he will. I don't know if they'll win the series, but he's been back-to-back years. I mean, you would expect that he will get one eventually.
How old was Sidney Crosby when he got his first cup?
Red Wings in 09, he's got to be pretty young. 24?
21.
21?
He was 21.
Wow.
It was his second season. So, Crosby, I mean, he wins the cup in his second season, and this
that can't be right. His second season?
Oh, sorry, second postseason.
Okay.
Second postseason, fourth season.
I was going to say, because he debuts in 05,
you're right, 06. Second postseason, fourth season. Yep.
But that's still very early.
Yeah, 21,
very early.
21 years old. Yeah.
That's year four for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And as you mentioned, second year in the playoffs.
So
and
he
it's
never,
over.
He in the first year in the playoffs, didn't they go to the cup final and lose?
They lost to the Red Wings, and they play them back-to-back.
This is kind of the formula, right? Lose to a team,
yep.
Go back, play them again, beat them the second time. So for Crosby, he never had to kind of deal with that. When are you going to win? He's great from the start. His first playoff appearance, they go to the cup final, and his second, they win it.
Off topic, but I'm looking at Crosby's hockey reference page right now. He's 37 years old. You know how old he was the last time they won a playoff series?
32?
30.
Okay. Long time.
He was 30 years old the last time they won a playoff. He'll go through his whole 30s without winning a playoff series.
Well, Pittsburgh likes to hang on to things.
Interesting.
You know, that's how it goes.
But right, like with him, there was never this conversation. Ovechkin there was.
Yes, that's
right. Because what was he? He had to have been 30 by the time he won. So there would have been talk about, you know, what's his legacy? You know, all-time goal scorer, great player, MVP of the league, but, you know, never won it. Like, that was definitely in existence. There was also more about, like, him being, is he lazy, right? Like, and that was the talk about him for a time also.
Yeah.
But all that ends the second you win, and the second he won, like, all of that ended. And that has, I don't think this exists right now to a large degree with McDavid, but I think it could.
Oh, as soon as he loses this one, if they lose, it would. I mean, rings conversations.
Rings culture. Yeah.
Called Caitlin Clark overrated in college. Like, okay, sure. She didn't win.
Ryan Clark did that?
I thought it was Jason Williams.
Jay Williams, yeah.
Whoever. Like, oh, yeah, she's overrated because she doesn't have a ring. Like, okay, here we go. So, you know, McDavid tonight, is there a – it's very possible that we Bills fans basically look at everything and say, is this Josh Allen? Right, like the meme of the butterfly. Is this Josh Allen? When Rory wins the Masters, what did a lot of people say? It felt like the Bills getting a win. Here's a guy that's been chasing this thing forever. Mm-hmm. Maybe it felt like Allen. Everybody knows he's great. It's the thing he hasn't won yet. He's got to win it. And I remember last year talking about this series, we would say, McDavid and Allen, are they kind of the same here? They're the best? And maybe the difference is that Allen isn't as much better than his peers as McDavid is against his.
Right.
McDavid is far and away, I think, number one, and Allen is arguably number one. So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
Are they similar, though? And then if you got a McDavid win, you would think, all right, that's a win for the guys that are supposed to win. As you lay that out about, you don't want to hear he's overrated because he doesn't have any rings, you are, by association, talking about Dan Marino and maybe Josh Allen until he gets one. Right? You want guys to get one that have deserved one.
If you were to, at the beginning of the year, on January 1st, put a parlay in for, hey, this is going to be the year, I'm going to bet every guy that hasn't won one that we know is amazing to win one. You would have bet Rory to win the Masters, right? You would have bet McDavid to win the Stanley Cup Final, and you would have picked either Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen to win the Super Bowl. And I, for that, me personally, would have picked Josh Allen to win it. So, and maybe in the NBA you would have picked somebody, I don't know who. But you would have picked those three. You would have picked Rory, you would have picked McDavid, and you would have picked Josh Allen.
Yeah.
To all win it.
Yeah.
And one down, two's very close. And the third one's getting a lot of picks to do it. I heard Sam Panionovich last week, who's on with Shope and the Bulldog, he's bet the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl or the AFC like every year for 5 years, and this is the first time he's not doing it. He's betting the Bills to do it. And that's just one guy that's betting on it, but I've seen a lot of picks of them going to the Super Bowl.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I saw Connor Orr in his NFL bold predictions predicts Super Bowl MVP for Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, that usually means you're picking them to win it.
So that would be the run. I mean, he's on that list. He's on the list of someone you expect is going to win it.
Yep.
And I do think the difference between him and McDavid is that McDavid, this is what makes him so impressive. Like in football, it is very debatable. Mahomes is absolutely the most accomplished quarterback, and it's not even close. And you almost feel silly not putting him number one because of that. But when you watch them, if I just never watched football before, and I just sit back and I just watch Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and maybe throw Joe Burrow in there, but I'll keep it to those first three. If I never watched football before and I turn those three on, I might go, wow, all three, these guys are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You might think they're all about as good as each other. I turn on a hockey game. I've never watched hockey before, and I watched this season or last season. I think I would find an easy time realizing, oh, that guy that wears 97 for Edmonton, yeah, he's the best player in the world. There's nobody that good. And that him separating himself from the rest of the pack and it being obvious and still not having a cup is, it's not incredible because the sport kind of dictates that, but it is different than I think even Rory in golf, right? Rory is like right there the best, but yep. There's Scheffler,
right?
Like he's not by far the best.
No, he had been the best for a generation, yeah.
Right. I don't know who, like at any time growing up, like when LeBron and Curry are going back and forth, you've got two guys on the top tier. And when, you know, it's Brady and Manning are on the top tier together. And like, I don't know how many, Ovechkin and Crosby coexisting maybe for a long time on this. Well, versus.
Allen's got his partner.
Yeah, right. Allen and Mahomes and Allen Jackson.
For this conversation.
Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Allen Lamar.
I just feel like McDavid is kind of by himself on a tier that
sure.
is very rare in sports.
Yeah, they don't have a NHL award for best player. They have MVP. They have MVP. And McKinnon won that over McDavid. So it's not exactly.
Dreisaitl's won that over McDavid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so it's not exactly like, all right, the take factory doesn't churn us all out in the NHL MVP race the way they do the NFL MVP race. But if they just voted best player,
he'd win it every year.
He would win it every year. Yes.
Every single year. He's won it three times. Yep. But he would win it every year.
I can think back to, like, Sidney Crosby did not win the NHL MVP every year. But back long ago when the Sabres had, like, Briere and Drury and all those guys, I did a television show on local TV where I would interview these players. And mm-hmm. one of the players in our little fun segment every week was, who's the best player in the NHL? And every single guy answered Crosby every single year without even blinking.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter who who's the hot guy this offseason. It doesn't matter. Who's the hot guy this cup run? It doesn't matter. It's Crosby. Everybody knows it's Crosby, and it was for 10 years. And that's what McDavid has. It's like, ask any player in the NHL who the best player is, and they're going to say McDavid.
How many MVPs do you think Sidney Crosby won?
Zero? Two? One?
Two.
Two, okay.
He won two. You want some quick trivia here while we're on it? Who are the six players to win the Hart since McDavid, the other six since McDavid entered the league?
Well, McKinnon and Dreisaitl.
McKinnon and Dreisaitl.
And is there a goalie in here?
Nope.
Okay, no goalies. Goalies don't win it enough.
Carey Price won it the year before McDavid entered the league.
Okay, Jose Theodore won it forever ago.
Yes, he did.
Montreal goalies always win it.
2002.
The other guys to win the MVP.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Oh, you had the right first letter, sounded like.
Another
Yeah.
Marchand. No.
Okay, no.
I know that's definitely wrong. I don't know.
First two letters, right. Matthews.
Oh, okay. Austin Matthews, like 69 goals.
Yep. Kucherov. And then a former Sabre.
Jack Eichel. No. He did not win it. Neither did Ryan O'Reilly. Taylor Hall.
Taylor Hall won the MVP
okay.
in 2018. So those are the guys that won it other than McDavid.
So roundabout, we're rooting for McDavid because a win for McDavid, it's not exactly a win for Josh, but it'll be a win for the Josh archetype.
That Josh can do it.
Yeah.
The belief that Josh can do it, will do it. Everyone knows he can do it.
Right.
Right? That's not up for debate. It's will he do it? And it would be a reminder that, or an added, like, okay, this is, the guys that are supposed to win are going to win. Because most times they do. It's not often that the guy doesn't. If you're capable of it, and you know they're capable of it, they often will get there.
The one thing that is different about that, there are probably guys that should have won one during Brady's time, but he won too many of them.
See, even that, though, like, who would you
who
say that about?
Who should have won one?
Because Manning did get there. Well, like, it wasn't maybe as much. Manning maybe didn't win as many as he probably should have because of how good he was, but he did still get it.
Rivers should have. Well, again, like this is almost like a self-serving or self-defeating conversation because since these guys don't have one, you don't think of them as guys that should have one. Matt Ryan should definitely have one.
But see, like, that's
he had
where
a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl and definitely should have one and was a Hall of Fame caliber player. It almost gets to be a side effect of rings culture. It's like, well, I mean, nobody else has one, so who deserves one?
But even, like, it's not offensive to me that Matt Ryan didn't win a Super Bowl, like, other than, like, within the game,
okay,
yes. But if I look at his career, guy that was never a top five quarterback in the NFL except for one time.
Do that with Roethlisberger. Would it be offensive if Roethlisberger didn't get one?
I'd want to reset on him, his career, because he
was awesome.
He won right away, which makes you think something about him his whole career that how true was it that he was like one of the five best quarterbacks his whole career? Was he?
Yep. How many times was he first team All-Pro? Ben Roethlisberger.
Is it zero?
It's one.
One time?
Actually, no, it's zero. Sorry, that was Offensive Rookie of the Year. He was never a first team All-Pro.
I mean, he played with Brady and Manning.
Yeah, right. It's tough.
Yep. So
isn't Roethlisberger the all-time great that when we watch these young quarterbacks today, we're immediately ready to say, like, well, he's better than Roethlisberger was? Wouldn't you say that about Allen right now?
Yes, that's true.
Allen was better than Roethlisberger was.
That's true. He was great, though, right? Like, he threw for 5,000 yards.
Is that what?
Not to say it's the only metric that I would look at for how good you were, but
he was great. But again, like, if we're doing the whole, would I be offended if he didn't have any rings? Would I be?
Right, like that's Marino to me. Marino is, especially for the era he played in, that Marino, like, he absolutely should have won one.
How many times did Roethlisberger throw more than 30 touchdowns?
He played for 20 years. Did he do it eight times?
Four. Four times.
Does Josh already have that?
I don't know. Actually, I haven't looked that up for 30 touchdowns. It's just arbitrary stats anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice clean number there. That 30, you get to 30, it's a great season. If he only did that four times in how many years did he play? 17, 18, 19 years?
A lot of years.
That's not that much. Like, because Rivers, it's not offensive to me that he didn't win. It's not offensive to me that, I don't know. I don't know if there was an FC guy for this. Like, Breeze got his. He's a guy who put up all the numbers and was the all-time leading passer for a time. But he got his. So, I just don't know how long. Like, Jackson and Allen, to me, are this. They are. They're even maybe a little different from Burrow for me. Like, these two are unicorn, all-time great quarterbacks. You don't see guys that play like these two. There's not been a quarterback that can run like Lamar Jackson in NFL history, let alone also be able to pass the way he does. And there has absolutely never been a quarterback like Josh Allen, who is a stallion that is going to run over you and then also jump over you and then is also going to throw the ball 70 yards down the field if he wants to. So, well, those two...
Easy on throw at 70 yards down the field.
Well, he wants to. Those two are going, like, they are separate for me than even, like, Burrow and anybody else right now. Like, where it would be offensive to me if these two didn't win Super Bowls.
Yeah, right now it might feel like Jalen Hurts got one that one of these two should have. Because Jalen Hurts does have one. And he's good.
Maybe.
He's not on this level. Anyway, we started with McDavid. We end up on full rings conversations about Phillip Rivers. But, that's how it goes.
Well, that's McDavid for me. I think... Not to say like he's got to win one or else, but he's got to win one. And this is going to be tough because he's playing, I think, the deepest and most complete team I've ever seen. There is no weakness on the Panthers roster.
803-0550, our number. Tonight, if there are prop bets on it, I don't know, but will the crowd sing the anthem? Of course, right? In Canada, it'll be nobody likes anything more than hockey fans love when a Canadian team is in the final and they just let them rip the anthem. They rip O Canada.
Well,
full volume.
Yeah.
That'll be tonight.
Will the anthem singer do like the first three lines and then he'll just point the mic to the crowd and that's it?
Will the anthem singer be in the crowd? That's a move sometimes you can pull.
Okay. You've seen that. Yep.
Big night tonight. Game one. Stanley Cup final. Connor McDavid.
Jeff Skinner out of the lineup, it looks like.
Did you see the video of Skinner?
It was really cool. Yeah, I did.
The Oilers, after the win in which he scored a game, which was the Game 5.
It was Game 5. He scored to go up 3-0 in the second.
Yeah. And they talked about how we're going to need everybody, and they gave Skinner the belt.
Yeah.
And one thing that's pretty clear in that, even though he doesn't play for them in the playoffs that much, he's played two games.
Yeah.
And he probably has to know, right? Like, They don't trust me defensively to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Sabres once did that, too. It was when they were a terrible team, and they put him on the taxi squad. The Oilers are doing it in, like, the cup final.
And they're also doing it because they got more so... Well, maybe they would have done it anyway, but they got Evander Kane back, who hadn't played the whole season.
Right.
So he replaced him.
So Skinner played a couple games. Anyway, they give him the belt, you know, the little trophy after a game. All start chanting his name, taking pictures with him. It's very clear... Something that was true here, and that's that Skinner is, you know, he might not be a perfect hockey player. I think he's a pretty darn good teammate. His teammates seem to like him.
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyway, good for Jeff Skinner on to the cup final with Edmonton. And I don't think that one will hit like some of the others have, but it will certainly be noteworthy. I mean, Kane and Skinner both winning the Stanley Cup would be, you know, whatever, that'd be fine. 803-0550. All right, coming up today. We've got Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast, coming up at 8. Sal's going to join us at 9 to recap a little bit of what happened at OTAs yesterday. We heard from the offensive coordinator. We heard from the defensive coordinator. And you and I have not talked about their weapons a lot lately. Maybe that's because we've each been off for basically 2 weeks. You were off and then I was off.
Yeah. Yep.
I have a fundamental, fun kind of fourth wall question, if you will, about Elijah Moore.
Okay.
Because he's getting a lot of run. He really is getting a lot of run. Elijah Moore, who they added after the draft, is getting a lot of attention, not just here, but check out an article. Check out a fantasy writer. Like, you know, I really like Elijah Moore. So there was a chart that went out yesterday that said something about the Bills, pass catchers, and something about Moore as well that I want to get to. So we'll talk about that if you got time for it. Some trivia, Worst Call Wednesday, the watermelon chart I have down to talk about.
The what?
Yeah. That's what
the
I want.
Watermelon
that's
chart?
That's exactly what I wanted to hear from you. The watermelon chart. So we'll get to all that. 803-0550, our phone number. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. It's going to be... Is it still 80 or something?
It's going to be
85.
Warm tonight.
High today of 85.
Love it.
Let's go. I'll be in the yard. I got more yard work to do. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.